and we will call committee meetings to order. Regent Dennison, can you call the roll again?
Regent Bale?
Present.
Regent Brodie?
Present.
Regent Hammons?
Here.
Regent Hale?
Here.
Regent Milliken?
Here.
Regent Nichols?
Present.
Regent Spiller?
Present.
Vice Chair Thomas?
Present.
Chair West?
Present.
Regent Robbins?
Here.
And again, we have 11 regents present, representing the board. Thank you. Good to know we're all still here. Turn to Regent Health again for the academic affairs.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's two, but I think three action items. The first is approval of program suspension. So, Liz Fisher.
First action item is approval of the academic program suspension in kinesiology, Master's of Science degree. That comes about from the faculty who have looked at the job market and the changing professional standards and have come to the conclusion that that no longer is needed and that they are building a new type of program that you will see in the future.
Any questions? I'm entertaining a motion.
So moved.
Motion to Knight, second.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Passes. Second item is approval of the WKU Innovation Case Campus Microgrid Project.
Yeah, to give you a little bit of background and some understanding of this, Dave Brown is here and he would like to talk to you for a minute. Dave Brown?
Thank you, Provost Fisher. So it's a real pleasure to be here to bring this project to you. Normally you would not see a grant project being brought before you. This is a project that results from a $2 million grant from the Department of Energy, but it involves some construction work. So it is the implementation of a solar microgrid. So this is a solar array to be built on the roof of the Innovation Campus, integrated with a battery backup system, and integrated as well with AI, artificial intelligence, in the controls. So you know we're always looking for win-win situations. This is really a win-win-win because it provides us with a green energy source. It provides us with a micro-scale grid that we can do experiments on. So we can do actual research that will be published, that will be leading in the field. It also makes us a leader in the state. We are the first university to have such a microgrid on campus. But more than that, it serves the community because it provides us resilient infrastructure for power. So I think I've given you five wins there. So this is an opportunity to use a Department of Energy grant for $2 million, which was secured by members of our Department of Earth, Environmental, and Atmospheric Science, including Drs. North, Drs. Durkee, and Dr. Singh. Dr. Singh being an AI whiz, if you'll allow me to use that term, who is going to use this system to study how we can best manipulate, best control grid power systems. And we all know how important that is for our future. So this is a construction project. We will be putting solar array on the roof. We will be wiring up the battery backup system, but it will be paid for out of this grant. So there's no general fund expenditures, and we do get some upgrades to our infrastructure, as well as an opportunity for our faculty and our students to do some groundbreaking research.
Thank you, Dean Brown. Are there any questions?
I've got one just in terms of the recommendation. It says, I recommend the approval of interim authorization.
Because we didn't do it through the budget process, we have to go this summer to the Capital Projects Committee and ask for approval.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? No, I don't understand motion.
So move, we approve this project.
Second.
Tonight, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. Third item is approval of faculty emeritus.
Yeah, we have two faculty emeritus for today. Both are full professors. The first is Dr. Amy Capisi. She built a distinguished record of leadership, service, teaching, and scholarship during her time at WKU. She joined us in 2006, was tenured in 2012, and retired in 2024. She held a number of key leadership roles in social work, including program coordinator for the MSW, online MSW cohort studies coordinator, and interim department chair. In addition to that, she's published 2 books, 12 peer-reviewed articles, and delivered more than 70 peer-reviewed and invited presentations. Certainly a faculty well-deserving of being emeritus. The second is Dr. Larry Owens, who's a professor, has a strong record in teaching, service, and scholarship. He joined the university in 2010. He was tenured and promoted in 2016 and retired in 2024. He was the first full-time social work faculty member in Owensboro and later was in Elizabethtown campus. He was a dedicated advocate for regional campus students, and he too was a scholar with 23 peer-reviewed publications and 60 peer-reviewed presentations that focused on child welfare, teaching, leadership, and self-care. I think both are great candidates to be emeritus faculty.
Thank you, Provost Fisher. Any questions or comments? Then I'll accept the motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item passes.
Yeah,
do you have information?
I do have information. How rare. We were talking a minute ago about our faculty, and we were talking about how good they were and how they're committed to students. And I think there's some other ways that's shown in a large number of cases. We have done a great job. The faculty is certainly student-centered, and they certainly care and are really interested in student success. And you have probably seen these in the paper, but I think it's worth pointing out again because I think these are really important as we move forward. First are the Gilman Scholars on this campus. We went through the fall, you put an application in October, and you find out in March whether you win the Gilman Scholarship or not. And we had 11 Gilman Scholars on this campus. I will tell you 2 things. One, it was the most number of applicants ever for Gilman Scholars in the history of it this year. I can't remember the number. I was going to look it up, but forgot, sorry. But we had 11. No other institution in Kentucky had more than 2. So that gives you an idea right there. And it takes a lot. You have to do a portfolio, per se, and get recommendations and all types of things. And faculty are highly involved in that process and give lots of their time and effort. Second is the Goldwater Scholars. If you look, Cole Meander and Alejandro Ramirez both won Goldwater Scholars. There are not a huge number of Goldwater Scholars out there either, and it's the highest prize you can win if you're in the sciences as an undergrad. And what you see is that the only other institution in this state was Kentucky with 2 with us, and no other one won any. So that gives you, an idea of the commitment that the faculty has to the students and the type of students we have, right? The incredibly good students we have on this campus. And last is the Truman Scholar, which is won by Caden Lucas, which just happens to be in the room because he's the new student body chair. And he will be on this committee, I guess, after today, right, Rush? You're done?
No, in August.
Oh, in August.
You're not
always trying, Rush. To give you an idea, that's a huge prize. That's very, very difficult to get. There's only 55 in the whole country. So that gives you an idea. And there are no others in Kentucky. He is the only Truman Scholar in Kentucky. So I think those 3 are great opportunities to say 2 things. 1, thank you to the faculty. Thank you for all your hard work. And we do have quality faculty on this campus. And we have really, really high quality students.
Now all we need is a rose.
Okay.
Okay. Finance budget.